Well, the Girls State Softball Championship Tournament gets underway today up at Rogers Park in Fort Dodge. In Class 1A first round play today, it'll be Akron Westfield facing Janesville at 11 o'clock this morning. That'll be the first game to get started today. Linville Sully plays Don Bosco this morning as well at 11:30. Remsen St. Mary's will face New Fonda, and New London plays Martinsdale St. Mary's then this afternoon. Later this afternoon, the 2A first round games hit the Diamonds. It'll be Iowa City Regina facing Trainer in a 3 o'clock matchup. Jessup will play AGWSR, Ridgeview facing St. Edmund, and Lawton Bronson playing Durant. Then tonight, Esterville Lincoln Central will play Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Monticello will play Bondurant Farrar in Class 3A first-round action. That'll close out day one of the tourney. Day two tomorrow will include first-round, the other two first-round games in 3A, followed by 4A and 5A first-round action as well. A boys' district baseball action continued Saturday night in action Saturday evening in Class 1A. In district finals, it was Coon Rapids Bayard beating AHST by a 5-0 final. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat Lennox 15-0, and Underwood over Nishnabotna 10-1. In Class 2A district finals, it was I-35 outscoring Nottoway Valley 13-12. Kemper Catholic edging IKM Manning in 9 innings 5-4, while St. Albert's held off Trainer in 8 innings by a 6-5 final score. Those winners moving on. Tonight in boys high school baseball and district finals this evening, it'll be Glenwood versus Greene County at Creston and Harlan facing Carroll. That game in Harlan, those are both 3A. District finals tonight, the winners will advance to play in the sub-state championship. Class 1A sub-state title games set for tomorrow night. In Major League Baseball, Adam Wainwright worked 8 sharp innings for his National League-leading 13th win, and Alan Craig made a game-ending leaping catch at the left field wall as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the San Diego Padres 3-2 yesterday. Craig has 12 hits and 6 RBIs during a 7-game hitting streak for the Cardinals, who took 2 of 3 in both series against the Padres this season. The St. Louis defense turned three double plays behind Wainwright, who allowed 2 runs with 7 strikeouts and worked around a couple of walks. Yonder Alonso singled 3 times with an RBI for the Padres as Eric Stultz allowed 3 runs on 8 hits in 6 innings. He stranded 2 runners in the 2nd and 5th. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was the Mets over Philadelphia 5-0. Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 3-2. Dodgers over the Nationals 9-2. Milwaukee outlasting Miami 1-0 in 13 innings. It was Arizona beating San Francisco 3-1 and Colorado edging Chicago 4-3. In the American League, Miguel Cabrera and Andy Dirks homered as the Detroit Tigers beat the Kansas City Royals 4-1 Sunday to avoid being swept. Doug Fister picked up the victory with 6 strong innings, yielding a run while allowing 6 hits and striking out 5, walking just 1. Cabrera, who's 2nd in the league with 31 homers, drove a 1-1 pitch out to left in the first inning. Miguel Tejada tied it in the 2nd with his 3rd home run of the season. And Dirks broke the tie with a home run with 1 out in the 5th to straightaway center. James Shields, who has won only 1 of 10 home starts, took the loss for the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Tampa Bay beat Toronto 4-3, Cleveland over Minnesota 7-1, Seattle beat Houston 12-5, Oakland over the LA Angels 6-0, Baltimore beat Texas 4-2, Boston over the New York Yankees in 11 innings by a final of 8-7. In interleague play, it was the Chicago White Sox over Atlanta 3-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Round Rock beat Iowa Cubs 3-0, while Omaha beat Albuquerque 8-6. In other baseball news, New York Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez won't make his 2013 debut this week as originally planned. The Yankees say A-Rod has a grade 1 strain of his left quadriceps muscle, and his return to the major leagues is on hold because of this new injury. Instead, Rodriguez will return to Tampa, Florida for rest and treatment. The 3-time AL MVP will remain on the disabled list. The team said it might petition Major League Baseball for an additional rehab assignment because of that new injury. The San Diego Padres have placed pitcher Jason Marquis on the 15-day disabled list with a right elbow strain. Marquis has lost 3 straight decisions to fall to 9-5 with a 4.05 earned run average. The Giants have placed reliever Jeremy Offelt on the 15-day disabled list with a strained left groin suffered in Saturday's game against Arizona. The left-hander is expected to be sidelined for up to 6 weeks. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In golf, Phil Mickelson put on a masterful back nine charge to shoot a tournament low 5 under par 66 and win the British Open yesterday. Lefty birdied four of the final six holes on the difficult back nine at the hard and fast Muirfield layout to finish at 3 under par. Mickelson called it the best round of his career. Mickelson sees his name engraved on the claret jug, adding the British Open Championship to his three wins at the Masters and a PGA Championship title. Lee Westwood was poised to finally win his first major title with a two-shot lead to start the final round, but the 40-year-old Englishman struggled from the outset and continues to go winless in the big events. He shot 4 over 75, finishing 4 shots back of Mickelson. That left Westwood tied for third with Masters champ Adam Scott and Ian Poulter. They were 1 over par. Sweden's Henrik Stenson's 1 under 70 was good for second place. He was 3 shots back of the winner. Woody Austin won the Sanderson Farms Classic for his first PGA Tour victory since 2007, beating Cameron Beckman and Daniel Summerhays with an 8-foot birdie putt on the first playoff hole. Beckman missed a 5-foot putt that would have forced a second playoff hole. The 49-year-old Austin is the 8th oldest winner in PGA Tour history and the oldest since Fred Funk was a winner at 50 years old in 2007. Joey Logano held off Sam Hornish Jr. to win the NASCAR Nationwide race at Chicagoland Speedway. Logano was the lone Sprint Cup regular in the race. He earned his second nationwide win of the year and number 20 for his career. He also won at Dover in June. Hornish held on for second, giving car owner Roger Penske the top two spots. Austin Dillon placed third in that race. In NFL news, Cleveland has signed number 6 overall pick Barkevious Mingo. The LSU linebacker, with a great name, gets a 4-year deal worth over $16 million, and that includes a team option in the 5th year. Also, Miami Dolphins top draft pick Deion Jordan is sitting out the start of training camp because his surgically repaired right shoulder has not fully healed, and he's been placed on the non-football injury list. The defensive end and linebacker from Oregon signed a $20.6 million 4-year contract Saturday, which included a $13.3 million signing bonus. Well, the commissioner of the Missouri Valley Football Conference, which includes two schools from South Dakota and one from North Dakota, says her league would be hurt the most if the Big Ten Conference stopped scheduling smaller Division I colleges. The Big Ten says it is unlikely to schedule football championship subdivision teams now that Rutgers and Maryland are joining the league and a playoff system is being planned in the upper tier of Division I. Missouri Valley Commissioner Patty Viverito tells the Sioux Falls Argus Leader that her league has close ties to the Big Ten, mainly because teams from the conferences are located in the same area. Viverito says there's always a lot of interest in games between the Missouri Valley and the Big Ten teams. In basketball news, Indiana Pacers point guard George Hill has pulled out of this week's Team USA camp in Las Vegas due to a scheduling conflict. USA Basketball Chairman Jerry Colangelo says he doesn't know the exact reason that Hill canceled. He says he wants to find out what led to Hill's decision before he makes any determination on the Pacers guard's future chances with the team. Team USA is scheduled to kick off a 4-day camp today to start prepping for the 2014 World Cup in Madrid. And mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be badminton players. A fight broke out between two former badminton doubles partners from Thailand at the Canada Open over the weekend, prompting the Badminton World Federation to launch an investigation. During a change of ends on Sunday in the doubles final, a player lunged at his former teammate, chasing him onto a neighboring court before he punched him several times. He was dragged away and held down by coaches and tournament staff while his partner escorted his shirtless partner off the court. Now, the man who needed two stitches says that he was hit with a badminton racket, and the pair had already received a warning from the referee following a verbal exchange. Well, the match was awarded to the team of made up of, well, player, I can't pronounce their names. It was made up of players who were not assaulted, and they were shown a black card as well, the team that did the assaulting there. Badminton, toughest sport in the world. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.